So we're going to move up in the kingdom. We're going to move into the veil. Hallelujah. All right. You guys ready? Father, thank you for this day as we come out from among them now to separate. Just try to stay as focused as you can where we are. I'll give you time in these places once we get there. As we come before the temple of the living God, we stand before the doorway. Solomon's temple with the pillars of Boaz and Yakin. I see the living door, the glory, 18 feet high doorway. Today, we see you as outstretched arms welcoming us. As we step through the threshold today, we step in to the grace. We step our feet upon the carpet of red, the new and the living way consecrated to the veil of your flesh, your body, and your blood. Today we walk upon this new and living way. I acknowledge, recognize, and I am aware that I'm dwelling in the pavilion of grace. Just as we are in this sanctuary, we are inside the pavilion of grace. We see the moon arch ceilings and the pillars of grace. We see the glorious pillars upon the right and left. We see the golden throne in which we approach your throne today. And all the glory that's surrounding you today. We surrender. Today. We surrender our will, the mind, the emotions, our spirit, and our body. Now, if there's any person that is upon your mind today while we were speaking or is upon your heart, I want you to surrender that person. I want you to surrender that situation. We'll deal with the spiritual effect of it in another place, but surrender the person. Let them go. Release. Forgive. Loose. Now, at this time, whatever emotions that are predominant, fallen emotions that are predominant in your life that you deal with a lot, consistently, I want you to acknowledge them before the Lord. You can speak them softly before Him, but acknowledge, I have been in fear. I have been given into anxiety and worry. It's okay now to release that emotion. Depression, fear, anxiety, worry. Some of you are going to get set free today. Just this one session is going to set you free. Some of you have been angry. How about this? Disappointed. All the times you thought God was going to do that and it didn't happen. And we ask, Father, forgiveness of the disappointment. And we ask forgiveness of indicting you, blaming you for our lack of understanding. Forgive us for the discouragement, feelings of discouragement. You can be touched, Lord. With the feelings of our infirmities, you can be touched. It's necessary that we spend time here. You can be touched with the feeling of our discouragement, disappointment, anxiety, fear, worry. You can be touched. The feelings of anger, frustration. You can be touched with the feelings, remorse, rejection, the feelings of betrayal, the feelings of unworthiness, being unworthy to stand, the feelings. There's a big one on disappointment, huge. I feel like a corporate disappointment. Today we surrender the corporate disappointment. You can be touched. We relinquish. We acknowledge. We're going to acknowledge it. We ask for the blood of Jesus now to be appropriated in our emotional faculties to forgive us, to loose it. Now we're going to go into the Jordan for the full surrender and the full separation. As we move into the Jordan today, past the ankles, see yourself wading out into the baptism, past the knees, past the loins, past the heart. Waters that have gone over our head, we come down into the deep. We acknowledge that the old man is dead. Every part of him, spirit, soul, and body, died in these waters. We acknowledge that he has been crucified with you. He has been buried with you and planted together in the likeness of your death. Today, we acknowledge you as our high priest with two-edged sword in your hand, with a winnowing fork in your hand, with a skilled knife of circumcision in your hand, and with the axe, if necessary, in your hand. You are ready for the disassembly of the old man. Today we present the old man to the two-edged sword for the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, and body. Now we present our soul in recognition. The first thing you did in creation was divided light from the darkness, separating the darkness from the light. Today we present the fallen emotional faculties. We surrender them now. And we present them now for the separation, for the deintegration of the interface of the world system. We loose these emotions and the fallen emotions. We see this day that you are now separating chaff from the wheat. Every fallen emotion now is being separated from the new man, the old man of the flesh and the emotional faculties controlling him, separating the new man, separating the old from the new, the old wineskin from the new wineskin, the chaff from the wheat. Now see the old separating. See the fallen emotions separating. We see that you separated as far as the east is from the west. We see the deintegration of the chain, the cords and ties that have bound. I hear straps being released, cords and chains being loosed, being loosed, being loosed. Be thou loosed, every cord, chain, and tie being loosed, even the umbilical cord from which we were born being loosed this day. We are no longer of the old order. Every fallen emotion now laying down, surrendering. If you see it, loose it. Call it by name and loose it. Release it. Step out from it. By the winnowing fork, we see the separation of the chaff from the wheat. See now, day and night, see the dawn of a new day. Now everything that is dark, see it being separated out by the sunlight. See the glory of a new day formed in your emotions. See the glory of the light of the heaven flooding the emotional faculties, flooding now my soul, the new man of the soul being brought into the light. As I stand now in the new creation, I stand in the light, the marvelous light. Old things have passed away. Every fallen tree has been removed and plucked from the roots. Every fallen system, every fallen emotion separated. If you feel a cord, loose it. If you feel a chain, loose it. If you feel it, loose it by the power of the keys of the kingdom. You be given authority to loose, release. I no longer acknowledge your right to govern, dwell, or exist. I am this day a new creation. Continue. You can whisper while you're doing. Releasing everything that's coming to the heart. Every emotion that's coming. Discouragement. Heaviness. Depression. Some of you have unworthiness. We're going to release. You're going to get clothed in worthiness in a minute. Loose that fallen emotion. Rejection. Generational rejection. Generational unworthiness. Generational defeat. Oh, I hear defeat. A defeatism. A spirit of defeat. Whatever you've tried to do, you've just been defeated. We acknowledge defeat and ask forgiveness. The spirit of defeat, and we loose from our soul. We loose it from our mind. We loose it from our heart. We deintegrate it now. See the axe cutting off the root. See the two-edged sword separating. See the winnowing fork. I see that it's been separated. Now we're going to move forward now. Some of these you'll have to do at your home. Now today we stand as a new creation. As we come out from these waters on the wings of a great eagle, we come to stand before the living throne of grace. As the waters that are breaking out from your throne, you wash us now with the clean, pure waters of life. As your word says, you wash us, whoa, in pure water. Your wash is in the water of your word. I'm washed in clean water, in glorious water, in beautiful waters, waters of holiness, waters of cleansing waters. Be you clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Washing as the priest did before entering into the holy place. Washing at the lavior. Washing the hands. Washing the eye gates. Washing the feet. Washing the countenance. We stand under a fountain. Under a waterfall of grace. You want to feel clean. You want to feel right. Now today, Lord, we stand in front of the same throne we were at before. And you open the great train of your robe to us that fills the entire temple. As now we step out from our own righteousness and we step into you. I want you to feel that new white robe coming around you. Put on the new man. I want you to feel like he did the prodigal. He put a new robe upon him. I want you to see the new shoes. I want you to see that robe as white as snow. White as snow. You have taken away the filthy garments and you have clothed us in the plush. I want you to see it like glory, a cloud of glory that's surrounding you. I am, and say it with your mouth, I am the righteousness of God. I am accepted. I am this day accepted in the beloved. I want you to see the brand new clean turban coming up on your head. You are now washed. You're being clothed now. I want you to see the crown and the hands of angels coming around you, setting a brand new crown upon you, crowned in righteousness. I want you to say this as I say it. I am holy. I want to hear it. I am holy and without blame. I am unblameable. All shame, guilt, and condemnation has been forever loosed. I stand blameless. Now I want you to do this with me. I am this day found in you, in you, found in your righteousness, not having my own. I surrender mine. Now I'm standing in yours. I stand in your perfection. I'm standing in your grace. I'm standing in your beauty. I'm standing in your glory. And you present me faultless before the presence of the Father. You present me without blame. Now, I'm going to have you step in to the courts of heaven. You have authority. There are people in there. Don't worry about it. You have authority to stand in the courts of heaven. They're the cloud of witnesses. I want you to see the white floors and the throne. And I want you to walk back and forth. And I want you to say this. I am this day forever perfected in righteousness. I am justified freely by grace. Justified freely by the blood. Say it, I am abundantly pardoned. I want you to see the slate in front of you, white, cleansed. There is therefore now no condemnation against me. No condemning sentences. Now I want you to say this. No self-condemnation. No condemnation of man. No condemning sentence from the enemy. It's all melted, separated. Now as I stand before you, Lord, I see that the iniquity has been separated as far as the east is from the west. And now, watch this. My sin, say it, my sin and my iniquity, you remember no more. There's no remembrance. No more remembrance. The law of sin and death is cut off. The umbilical cord has been cut off. I stand as a new creation. Woo! Somebody just got freed right there. Now we're going to walk over into the garden of the lily. This is an amazing place for those who know how to enter into it. As we come in, you are, Lord, the Father's lily, the lily of the valley, the perfection of grapes. Not even Solomon was arrayed like you. In the glory, see Christ standing with his arms. See that Cali white lily. See the perfection of grace, the perfection of beauty. See, a lily has no care. There's no worry. There's no toil. There's no spinning. There's no fretting about. It stands in a state of utter contentment, perfected contentment. Today we step into the contentment. We step into the rest. Oh, feel the glory of this garden of rest. For he that entereth into my rest, he ceases from his own toil. All the toil All the laboring, all the striving suddenly being separated, all anxieties being separated, worry, toil being separated. Today we stand without toil, without spinning. We stand clothed in the rest. We receive, now receive the yoke that's easy. Somehow you'll feel that. You need to feel it. I feel the yoke. I feel the rest. I feel the quietness. I feel the serenity. I feel the beauty that surrounds. I feel the perfected rest. I feel the tranquility of heaven. I feel the peace. Some of you are feeling that. I see it being wrapped around you like a blanket. It's okay that blanket, like a cocoon, wrapped in the rest. I feel the quietness. Feel and receive the peace that surpasses all understanding. Feel the tranquility. Your feelings are being recalibrated to the ways of the kingdom. I feel rest instead of anxiety. I feel quietness instead of busyness. I feel tranquility instead of spinning about. I feel the peace, the yoke, the effervescent robe made of the pure lilies coming around me. Wisdom, now give my head the ornament of grace, a crown of glory, a crown of rest she's delivering. Because now I'm caught up in the perfected grace. You're recalibrating your emotional faculties to respond to things of the rest of God and not works, toil, and labor. You're ready to enter into the Father. Whew. What a beautiful, I feel emotions have been unlocked, so now people are feeling, and I can feel that you're feeling. The more you feel the proper, the more the glory is going to start surrounding you, because you're incorporating a whole arena you were not incorporating before. We're incorporating. Today, we take the wings of the great eagle into the throne room of the Father, into the place you have prepared for us from the foundations of the world, the reconciliation. We stand in the room that you have prepared for us. Good morning, Father. It's a glorious day. Now it's okay right now to become as a little child. Roll yourself back to the 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old girl or the 5-year-old boy. Roll yourself back into the state of innocence. Come to him as a little child. Walk up into the presence of the Father in the innocence of a child. Step into him as in innocence before there was all the junk. We come to you in innocence. We come as a little child with our face beaming with the innocence of the Father. I feel the acceptance, Father. I am loved. Say it coming in. I am accepted in the Beloved as you walk towards him. I am loved. I am accepted. Father. Say it, Father. Abba. Say, Abba, I'm worthy to be loved by you. You love me with an everlasting love. I thank you for the great love. Would you love me today? Some of you are unlocking. I can feel it. Woo! today, Father, what manner of love you bestowed upon us that we should be called your sons and daughters, born again. All of that old manner is buried. Father, I am worthy. Now you have to see yourself worthy. If you're feeling unworthy, surrender it. Say it, surrender it. But feel the worthiness, feel the acceptance. Feel the security now as he begins to surround and hold us, embrace us in a security. Is your my exceeding great shield of security now? I let go of all my walls. I surrender all my own protection mechanisms. I embrace the shield of security. I embrace the wholeness that you give. I embrace the confidence. Clothe me in confidence. Clothe me in security. Clothe me in assurance. Clothe me in the compassion and the great love wherewith you love me. Let yourself feel the love. You're worthy of it. Let your heart relinquish the walls. You're worthy to receive love. You're worthy to receive his great love. I am fully 100% accepted into you, Father. I am clothed today. Today, you've not given me the spirit of fear, intimidation, or unworthiness, but power. Love, say love, and a sound mind. Dunamis, love, sound mind. I feel now, see the shield around you. Incorporate the eye of your heart. See the glorious shield of glory surrounding you now. See the encasement of the glory of the great Father. Now feel. Let your feelings release. Feel the love of the Father. Feel the glory of the Father. Feel the grace of the Father. Today I have been translated out from the darkness. I have ascended into the very throne. And now every good gift and every perfect gift, Father, is emanating from you, from the marvelous light translated into the marvelous light. Today I receive the marvelous light. I receive every good gift. I receive every perfect gift. I am being inundated in favor, inundated in love, inundated in power, inundated in security, grace, and glory. I am abounding in love today. It is the Holy Spirit is shedding your love abroad, deep into the foundations of my soul, deep into the matrix. Every emotion now is opening. Every part of my soul is I'm opening like a flower. I saw a rose just opened in the presence of the Father. I saw a red rose opened. You bloomed right into the Father. I saw you were closed and suddenly you opened. The fragrance of heaven is releasing all around you now. I see your book is open now. I see a lady in here. You shut your book out of discouragement. You were so discouraged. You just shut the book of promise and say, God, I can't venture. It's too painful. But today the Father says, oh daughter, thou art loosed. Thou art loosed from your discouragement. Thou art loosed from your pain. Thou art loosed from the disappointment of seasons past. Now I see the love pouring in, overshadowing, washing the whole season away. Now I see the whole darkness of that season being separated now. Look at those chains breaking. Look at them severing and snapping all together. I'm seeing the snapping and... Woo! Look at him loose. He just separated a dark season from a lady in here today. And now, open your book. I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the book, dare to have faith. I hear the Spirit of the Lord. You did not know the things that you know in this day. Open the book again, and it will certainly be a new way. For I will release in this hour the creative thoughts of the Father. For He is ready to release His creative thoughts of goodness. His creative thoughts of goodness. Of favor. His creative thoughts. I have a plan of good and not evil. Thoughts of a life of royalty. Suddenly the book is opened. The pages are turning. Father, in this hour, will begin now feeding us with His creative design. You have numbered the hairs upon our head. Your thoughts towards us are more numerous than the sand of the entire seashore. Today, the book is opened and you're pouring out the creative thoughts for our life. Whoa, the creative opening our image, opening our eyes to see, opening our heart to feel, our feeling center now. I want to feel the acceptance. I want to feel your goodness. I want to feel your favor. I want to feel the beauty. I want to feel the glory of victory. I want to feel victorious. I want to feel like a daughter of Zion, of royalty. I want to feel like a king. Today, Father, out from you proceeded vestures of royalty. I stand in your presence, Father, as royalty. Clothing of royalty, great robes of royalty coming out, a new image, old things have passed away, reproach has been ruled out, I wear a new day, I am a son, and I am a royal heir, a most high God, I am a royal heir of the most high God, I wear the crown. Confidence, I wear the robe. Today, we have come out and we have been raised together. When you came out of that grave, you were crowned with glory and honor, and I see you beckoning us now. You're beckoning us to yourself. Come out now. Come up. Take one more step to the realm of joint heirship. Oh, sons and daughters of the beloved of the Father, I see the Lord beckoning us to come and be crowned with the glory and the honor of the kingdom that's from above. Today, the Spirit of the Lord saying, I will clothe you with honor and you'll feel honored today. Today, I will remove all disappointment. And you'll feel the honor of heaven today. I want you to see that glorious white stairwell. It's filled with the glory of God. Now walk up. Go up. Move up those marble white steps. Move up into that cloud. Do not turn aside. Move up. I am worthy. I have been raised together. I have been made to sit together. I am this day crowned. I enter into the realm of the crown, where I am now crowned with the glory. And I am crowned with honor. All my reproach you have taken away. In the world there's dishonor, but I don't have to wear it. I choose today to wear the honor that's from above. I choose to wear royalty. I choose to wear the crown. Out from the glory, I see robes of honor now. coming out from the glory, being arrayed in the honor. Feel it as it surrounds you, as all trespass and all iniquity has been severed and broken. Oh, you've come out from the wilderness of reproach, oh sons and daughters of Zion. I will now clothe you in the honor. No more reproach. Be thou clothed in the vestures of honor. Wear it. Let your head now. Let your head be raised up. I am now, saith the Lord, the glory and the lifter of your head. I lift your head. I lift your countenance. I lift you now into the realm of the joint heirship. And today, I want you to feel my honor. You are honored. Daughter of Zion, I honor you. For I am now bringing you to the courts to rule and reign. Sons of Zion, I honor you. Sons of the Father. The Spirit of the Lord says, you are honored. Wear the honor and the royalty. All who dwell in this realm know who they are. All who walk in this court knows who they are. They are all royalty. They are all clothed in honor. And their clothed in glory and unworthiness have been separated. You stand worthy to receive. Today we are clothed in the glory, for we are here to behold this King of glory, his crown and his throne, his house. Jimbrande brosunde brandaseri, all about to come into the earth. We are here to witness. That's where I would move on, but he wants us to just remain and work that honor. Receive it. Receive the honor. Receive the grace. Receive the royalty. Some of you, that's been a big step today. You got to let your emotions catch up. You got to let your faith catch up. It's a big step to stand in the courts of royalty and honor. Woo! Thank you, Lord, for the glory. Thank you, Lord, for the glory. Oh, the glory. You can continue in for these things. Glory to God. Woo! How many of you felt the freedom today? Give a little shout. How many of you got something unlocked today? Give a little shout. Woo! Praise God forever. How many of you felt the goodness of God? How many of you have a new prayer life? Oh, 1141, Chris. How many of you feel brand new? Every day, just think about how many days you're going to get unlocked every day. 1141, just imagine every day. See, you're recalibrating. Every part of you is responding. How many of your emotions are now in the kingdom right now? Feeling the glory. Feeling the light, feeling the light. You'll be able to bring all that back into the earth. In fact, during this song, you walk right back in your circumstance and begin to decree and prophesy and see if you see it the same way as you did when you came out from it.